Coffee Mumbo Jumbo never hangs around, especially not when it comes to coffee. Out of a special delivery came two different coffees sent to me by York Coffee Emporium. It's the Peruvian Tunki and it's the Ethiopian Kaffa Forest. Two coffees that I'm familiar with, roasted by different roasters. I must say that Kaffa Forest, probably that particular one, I'm not familiar with, but I love Ethiopian coffees. Whereas the Peruvian Tunki, one I'm very familiar with, I've tasted it, roasted by different roasters. I can't wait to cup these two coffees sent to me. So straight out of special delivery, onto the cupping table, these two coffees. I've boiled some water that I'm just decantering into my pouring kettle from Hario. I'm gonna use 95C water, which this is. I'm gonna start my timer and I'm gonna start pouring very gently, a bit of turbulence, onto the grinds of the Peruvian Tunki. And I'm gonna do a side by side with the Kaffa Forest. And by the way, if you know, or if you don't know where to get the best equipment that you know and that you need for cupping, which of course you can do at home, it's W. Wright. And go onto Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's website and just read all about cupping. So 39 seconds have elapsed. I'm of course going to wait 4 minutes to let those two beans brew in the cupping bowls. I've got two special cupping spoons as well. And after 4 minutes, I want to break the crust. Of course, I inspected these beans already, as I always do, open the bag, put it out on a clean kitchen towel and inspect the beans. They all look roasted very evenly, nicely. I will say the Kaffa Forest is quite dark. On the darker side, the Tunki is not as dark. Lovely matte finish. I've seen that bean already also roasted a touch lighter, but it's all in the taste. And what's so nice about coffee from York, from Emporium, is that I know who's roasted those beans. It's Lawrence. So hi, Lawrence. These beans have been roasted on the 24th of July. Today we are the 29th. Perfect optimum window for my little experiment here of cupping. And of course, after the cupping, tomorrow, it's onto the R58 and possibly also the AeroPress, the V60. We're gonna take this coffee through its paces. I'm gonna stop this recording now just to let those 2 minutes that are still remaining elapse peacefully. I'm gonna try and actually already sniff that, yes. So my 4 minutes of brewing have elapsed and I'm about to break the crust of the Tunki, smelling at the same time. Delicious. I always like that steam coming off. Of course, that coffee is still very hot, taking off the scum as well on top, cleaning up the cup. Lovely. It goes very well with these cupping spoons. You just kind of put them together at the back of the cup and then in a circular movement you go on the inside edge either side with each spoon and then you just take the top off. The Kaffa Forest is actually quite fruity. Although it's a darker roast. Now that's really interesting. You've got to have a glass of water where you can just clean the scum that you're taking off. But really take a deep breath as well. And smell. Now you got to wait another, about 7 minutes or so. Leave it to cool down. After about 12 minutes, I think I can go in for my first slurp. This is a way of getting to know Lawrence, actually. Lawrence, the roaster at York Coffee Emporium. So while these two coffees have been cooling down in the cupping bowls, I've been sniffing them intensively, and they have a totally different smell. I mean, that's to be expected, of course. And I will say they're both very intense. And looking on the bag, they are rather strong coffees. At least that's what York Coffee Emporium is selling them as. So you've got five little beans there showing the strength, and they've got the strength of four, each of them, or four. And I think now that 13 minutes have gone, have elapsed, I think I'm going to go in for my first slurp. I believe I'm going to have another boo to do because I'm almost out of time. In fact, I think I'll stop it here and then do another one when it gets to the slurping. In fact, being warm, it takes longer actually for those coffees to cool down. And I don't want to scald my tongue. That's the last thing I want to do. I want to really get the real notes immediately from these two coffees.